Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. The next hour is devoted to helping you make your farm and food connection better, aimed at the family farmer, making things better for him and her, the families that are keeping the backbone of American agriculture, thus food and food supplies, in pretty good stead, even though it's an uphill battle for sure. And I'll explain that in a couple of minutes. It becomes almost pedantic. Each week I find another example or two of how big ag is working together industrially with various functional realities in our society to make it difficult for you to survive. But I thought you'd get a kick out of a diplomatic incident that took place a week or so ago, a major diplomatic incident avoided, in fact, after a Belgian farmer moved the border with France, making his country about 1,000 square acres bigger. The authorities saw this, and they thought it was kind of amusing. The border between Belgium and France is about 390, 400 miles, and the stone markers that define it had been in place for hundreds of years. One of the boundary stones laid down in 1819, before the Treaty of Corjic sealed the deal, it was recently spotted as being out of place by 7 or 8 feet. A farmer from a Belgian town on the border has moved this stone because it was in his way. He moved it to a more convenient spot without anticipating the potential for sort of an international kerfluffle. The mayor of the town said, quote, "We know exactly where the stone belongs. The stones were placed there following the defeat of Napoleon, and the year is inscribed on them. Our intention wasn't to make Belgium bigger and France smaller." I just thought, you know, those things. We do that. The reason I brought it up is because we all do it all the time, don't we? I move stones and trees and things that are in the way. I'm plowing a field, and there's a marker or a stake or something that's in the way. More often than not, I'll move it, and sometimes I put it back, sometimes I don't. I mean, I know where the boundary is, the border is, but others following me may not, so we'll leave that problem to them. Speaking of problems, in the news this week, Bayer has lost again in an appeal in the Roundup cases. They lost, there were three jury verdicts found that Roundup kills people, causes cancer. So the latest U.S. Court of Appeals refusing to overturn the decision from a year or so ago on the only case that actually went to trial in federal court. The decision is probably going to result in more people suing Bayer, suing Monsanto, suing Roundup, because the company has now been, they're obligated to pay $11 billion in, you'd think they just stopped selling the stuff. Why is it, that much money? I guess that's the question. Is there that much money in selling this poison, this herbicide? You see it in the, you go to any of the department stores, you can go to Home Depot, you can find it at Lowe's, find it in Tractor Supply, you can find it everywhere. And it's just, it's horrible stuff. Now, many of you will say, oh, come on, when you're on the same tune all the time, you keep saying that, but it helps farmers grow more. Yeah, maybe today it helps you grow more, but what's it doing to the soil quality? That's a question that isn't answered because nobody likes the answer. At least certainly nobody the government is so close to the government. The EPA supported Bayer's appeal. Can you imagine? The Roundup cancer risk is so high, but our government supported Bayer. in the appeal. The case involved Edward Hardiman, testified he used Roundup for years on his farm in Sonoma County, about 60 miles north of San Francisco. And there have been other plaintiffs who have said the same thing. The exposure, he said, caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so he got $80 million. Then the judge cut that to $25 million. And one wonders, okay, how do you value somebody's life? Anyway, these suits go on and on and on and on. The Roundup trials, Bayer lost over the last couple of years. They have paid out millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions in other cases. And, you know, when they bought Monsanto in 2018, this is one of the things that they understood, but they thought they could overcome. Now they find out they're going to have to put $11 billion aside to resolve all these suits. This is very expensive for them, and so, but what they're doing by leaving Roundup out in the stores is just encouraging more people to sue them. But the jury, the court ruled that, quote, substantial evidence of Monsanto's malice was presented to the jury supporting all these punitive damages. The internal emails showing that Monsanto knew the risk of cancer and knew that they should be warning consumers, but they don't warn them. So today, you look around and see all of these pesticide companies that are, you know, there have been thousands, probably tens of thousands of people who have died of cancer because of this stuff, exposure to this stuff. So listen, you're not going to walk away from it, and it's a good thing that you're not. Try to find something different in treating. You know, I have a burn mechanism for weeds. I just use the old-fashioned cultivation way. You're not going to get every weed, but it gets most of them. And you know, maybe that's it certainly is better than the alternative, from my perspective, anyway. We're going to meet in a few minutes the new president of the National Farmers Union, Rob LaRue. Is going to join us. We'll talk about things from the point of view of this, one of the two main farm organizations in our country. That's coming up here in a matter of moments on this week's American Family Farmer, with a reminder now from Doug Steffen about how to maintain your health and well-being. Each week I remind you of the benefits of, and the science too, by the way, that surrounds and supports use of Calitrin. Calitrin is from a company called Top of the World. It is an all-natural approach to losing weight and, more importantly, keeping it off. So if you had trouble with that over the years, you go on diets, you lose the weight, or this time of year we're all working harder on our farms, so we're using up more energy and it's hotter, so we sweat off the pounds. I know I do, 5, 6 pounds, 7 pounds every summer, and it's good, but then it sort of comes back again. I want to keep it off. That's why Calitrin is so important to me, and it can be to you. Go to toploss.com. Check out all the information about the product there, the way that it came to be, what's in it, how it can be compatible with any kind of if you're on any kind of medicine, you can use this stuff. It won't have any impact at all because it's all natural. So go to toploss.com. Buy the product. You get 3 months free and shipping free using the code DJV. Help yourself to health. The healthy way to lose weight and to keep it off is one simple word, one simple product, Calitrin. Find it at toploss.com. Calitrin, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. All right, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Moving back into this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Rob LaRue is the new president of the National Farmers Union. I say new because he is relatively new. Had been in the job for a while. He replaced Roger Johnson, who was a friend of this program, been on any number of times. So I'm glad to have you here, Rob, and I'd like to go through a lot of the things just from the perspective of who you are. Explain to folks, this program is, I know you know, is aimed at families, farmers, small farmers, family farmers, and the food supply that they contribute to. And that's the core of your membership, I think, in fact, isn't it?
That's right. National Farmers Union been around really since 1902, and from day one has really been about fighting for the best interest of family farmers and ranchers all across the country.
How do you decide what's in the best interests of this group?
Oh, it's very much driven at the grassroots level. I know that a lot of groups kind of use that phrase, maybe grassroots, but it is built into our process very much. And so every issue that is our priority that we are working on first started as a priority for our farmer members out there. They decide at the local level what is the most important issues to them at that moment, and then that rises to the state organizations. And then ultimately at the national level, delegates meet, vote, have vigorous debate, and we come out of that united on a platform of issues, again, that are in the best interest of American family farmers.
What's your background as a farmer?
I am currently on the farm here in Greenville, West Virginia, which is in the southern part of the state. It's a like a lot of dairies, it's a former dairy here.
Yeah.
Currently run sheep on the place. But a big chunk of my career was actually in the policy arena, and I worked on a number of farm bills. Served as the chief of staff for the House Agriculture Committee for a big chunk of that. And so had a chance to see how ag and farm policy really affected the local level. I also got a chance to see which groups out there were most effective in kind of driving the agenda that is in the best interest of rural America. And it was at that point many years ago that I became associated with Farmers Union. And so when the time came to make a change here, you mentioned Roger Johnson, the former president, had always been a great mentor of mine, and I had a chance to work with him for a few years and then an opportunity to actually try to run for office here and lead the organization. Thrilled to be where I'm at.
Yeah, it's a good place to be. We have to pause for a moment. I want to come back to the dairy story because I'm a cow guy. I've been around cows all my life. Jerseys for the most part. Milked 150 at the height. I had 500 cows raised, 100 or so heifers a year. That was my reason for being, if you will, raised on Daytra on the farm. That had to change. And I want to talk about that and see what there is that the NFU is doing to try to bring things around to some perspective, because it certainly doesn't seem the feds have a perspective on the problems of the dairy farmers in America. So we'll get to that as we continue with Rob LaRue from the National Farmers Union here on the American Family Farmer.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome to the farm.
Back into the fold here on the American Family Farmer. Happy to have Rob LaRue with us, who's the president of the National Farmers Union. Has it been a year that you've been president? I'm trying to remember when Roger left and when you came in, the timing of it.
Yeah. Our national convention is typically held in very early March. And so if you think back on the calendar, last year, our convention was held just about a week before everything was shut down. So it's been certainly a really interesting year as the new president of National Farmers Union. No less effective in the sense that we had the pandemic to deal with. We had a lot of disruption out there in farm country, along with the ongoing challenges for family farmers to be able to make a fair living out there and remain a part of our strong rural communities.
All right. So then let me go back as an example. Let me go back to the story that you told about your farm in West Virginia, where you said you were a dairy and now you're doing, I think, would you say goats or something along that line, sheep?
Yeah, I was just going to say. So we operated milked about 120 cows probably at the height Holsteins here. And I'm pretty proud of, you know, the farm that was run, the dairy. It was very efficient. Cows were always in great shape and so forth. But as anybody who's run dairy, it doesn't matter sometimes how efficient you are. If you can't cover your expenses and the price of milk dips so low for long periods of time, you just can't keep suffering those losses, and something needs to change. And we've been seeing this trend, not just on our dairy, but all across the country. And the acceleration of kind of, you know, mega dairies in the industry right now is really certainly is a problem for the dairy industry, but it's a trend that is continuing all across the livestock sector and even in other farms. So it's a huge challenge for us.
Well, it's also a challenge for consumers because what they're getting isn't the quality that they used to get when we had more family farmers growing quality produce. Let's face it, the people that are growing thousands of acres of lettuce or the hundreds or thousands of big greenhouses growing aquaponic strawberries and raspberries and things like that, they haven't competed fairly, I think, in my own rendering of it, especially dairy, where the government has messed up pretty much the pool and the whole idea behind it and keeping it going. You see pockets, though, Rob, here and there. I was on an Amish farm in upstate New York last week picking up some Jersey heifers that I brought back to my farm. And this guy's making organic milk for a regional dairy, and he's getting $40 a hundredweight, which is, you know, that's a lot better. That's twice what you get if you're selling into the pool for non-organic milk. But, you know, when we all get down to the bottom line, it's $23-24 a hundredweight to produce the milk, and yet we have these people, and this is the same as it is, I guess, in any industry. Somebody from the business gets into a role of policy making, and they change things, not to the benefit of the smaller guys, but to the big guy that they represent or that they work for and they went back to work for. How do we, you know, you're a policy guy. I want to, when we come back, I want to talk about how we as citizens, how we as consumers can influence. It's almost like this is beyond our influence. And so as a result, we all have problems, not only on the production side, but on the end use side. So I'd like to challenge you with that question as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with Rob LaRue in a matter of moments.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo. Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The developer of the Keystone XL pipeline has officially called off the project. Calgary-based TC Energy canceled the project after the Biden administration had revoked the construction permit granted by President Trump. The company says it will work to develop a plan for a safe exit from the partially built pipeline. The project, which would have transported about 35 million gallons of crude oil daily from Canada to the Gulf Coast, initially stalled during the Obama administration before being given the go-ahead by the Trump administration. Biden revoked the construction permit in January over climate change concerns. And the United States will reportedly buy 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine to distribute them to other countries. The Washington Post first reported the deal that will see 200 million doses delivered in 2021 and the remaining shots delivered in the first half of next year. The doses will be distributed through the United Nations COVAX program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
President Biden began his first overseas trip in office on Wednesday, addressing U.S. troops and their families stationed at Royal Air Force Base Mildenhall in the U.K.
We're going to make it clear that the United States is back and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future. That we're committed to leading with strength, defending our values, and delivering for our people. America's better positioned to advance our national security and our economic prosperity when we bring together like-minded nations to stand with us.
Biden will attend the Group of Seven summit and meet with Queen Elizabeth while in the UK. He will then head for Brussels for a NATO summit and a meeting next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. And a new report from the Inspector General at the Department of the Interior says that protesters were not cleared from Lafayette Park last June by U.S. Park Police to allow President Trump to walk from the White House to St. John's Church. The report showing that the park was cleared of gathered protesters on June 1, 2020, to allow new fencing to be erected in the area. Police and the president were accused of clearing the protest to allow Trump to pose for a photo op in front of the church. And Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert was named the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year on Wednesday, the third time in his career that he's claimed the award. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back in the next half hour here, we'll spend some more time with Rob LaRue from the National Farmers Union. He's been the president for a while now. He's got his feet wet. He knows his way around Washington. No question about that as a policy person. So I asked the question, not rhetorically, Rob, about, I use dairy as an example, but you can see it all across the board, the way Monsanto gets away with stuff. I was talking about that in my news early on. The big grocery monopolies that the government is allowing, I guess that's the best way to look at it. So am I fighting along with my brethren, family farmers, uphills? Are we going to be able to survive? Shouldn't we be able to survive? Shouldn't government, instead of helping the big guys, look at the, I mean, even the distribution of the help, the money that came during the pandemic was an outrage. And you must have seen that and said something about it, because I know you stand more for the smaller farmers, I think, than the other organization. At least that's my read on it. So, you know, what do you think about this back and forth? Policymakers coming from companies and then they go back, and you know, the little guy doesn't have a chance.
No doubt about it. That it does sometimes feel like it is only an uphill battle. But I think that there are some positives out there that we can really kind of focus on to affect some positive change here. And the first of that is born out of the disaster of the pandemic and the challenges that we saw in the supply chains and the disruption that was out there. For the first time in multiple generations, consumers got a better glimpse into what our food system has become, the challenges that exist. And as they saw farmers struggling with incredibly low prices and having to destroy product, they were also getting gouged at the grocery stores, and at times couldn't even find the product when they knew that it existed. So they understand, I think, in a better way, in a more real way than they have in a very long time, some of the fundamental problems that whether it's dairy farmers or ranchers or other food producers out there, the system that we've developed, which really is promoting a very, very large farms, and a system that is made up of monopolies and oligopolies, and, you know, really puts the small guys and really the heart of our rural communities at a huge disadvantage. And they understand, consumers understand now, that this is also a huge disadvantage for them as well. And so I think we have allies now in our consumers out there who want a more resilient, a higher quality, better food system out there, and they understand basically what the problem is. Now it is incumbent on organizations like ours to rally that energy and push for meaningful change.
So how do you do that? How can the average family farmer get involved? I encourage family farmers to join the NFU, by the way. This isn't a plug for them because Rob's here. I happened to join 10, 12 years ago because I didn't like the direction. I was involved in the local Farm Bureau workings, and I just didn't like the way it was going. I mean, I belong to both of them because I think it's important to belong to both of them, but I feel that much more comes for my interest from the National Farmers Union than the American Farm Bureau Federation, with the exception of local legislation. I think that American Farm Bureau, the local offices, do a good job at local legislation, but I think when it comes to like the fly-in that you do to bring farmers in to meet with legislators, you've kept that going, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's some of that has to be done virtually these days, but it is still an enormous advantage. I don't care how high a price lobbyists someone might hire to tell the story of American agriculture right now and the changes that need to happen to our food system, to legislators. When farmers are telling their own stories and they're telling it from the farm level, what it means to them on a daily basis, the challenges that they have, that is just enormously valuable out there, because legislators too often don't get that real kind of authentic voice. And so part of what we do, certainly at Farmers Union, is making sure that farmers' voices are being heard. I think that's one of the advantages maybe that we have out there. So whether farmers and ranchers who sometimes just understandably want to throw up their hands and feel like the system is never going to change, join a group, whether it's Farmers Union or someone else, and make sure that you're getting your voice heard out there. Because these legislators, if they aren't hearing your story, they are hearing somebody else's. And that may be the corporations, it may be somebody else along the food chain who's pushing for their point of view. And we need to make sure that we're hearing from the grassroots level.
You know, we mentioned quickly what happened, the demise, the system really screwing over the small family farmers when it came to the government aid during the pandemic and where all this money went. And, you know, you see the nod and the wink and, oh, yeah, this guy applied for $7 million and got it, and he doesn't even have a farm, or all the money that went to Park Avenue, people who had shares and trusts that owned farmland. I mean, all this outrageous stuff. And these people, for me, I get $86.12. That's what I got. I didn't ask for it, but that's what I got. And so when you look at, and I have the same size farms pretty much as you do, milked same number of cows pretty much. And, you know, you look around and there are other people, you know, the Black Lives Matter thing has impacted farming as it has impacted, and I suppose for the better, because now we're aware of how difficult it is for black people to get money from banks or from even the federal government because of the prejudices. And I think part of that effort, part of that knowledge and information has come from you and the National Farmers Union, has it not?
Well, you know, it is tough to say that some of the problems facing our society at large don't affect agriculture and our rural communities. We know that our rural communities have many of the same challenges there. So trying to speak truth where we certainly can and make sure that there is an element of fairness and inclusion out there for everyone is another key, really, component of Farmers Union for sure.
Yeah, well, there are so many different, I mean, we could spend all day, and there are a couple of other highlights I want to get to in the time that we're allotted, so hold on a second. Back with the gentleman who runs the National Farmers Union, Rob LaRue, here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. When you think about fantastic pillows, I think about MyPillow because of the attention that they give to the making of their product. It's all made in America from American sources. It doesn't make a difference whether it's the pillows, the towels that they have, the bathrobes that they have, the blankets, the pillows themselves, pillowcases. It's all made in America in that plant in Minnesota. And by the way, there are guarantees that are so unique to all the MyPillow products. You can check them all out because the products are online at the product catalog. Don't forget they're machine washable and dryable, durable, 60-day money-back guarantee on everything that they sell. Go to MyPillow.com, learn more about the specials. For example, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price. So it's a BOGO deal, 2 for the price of 1. Don't forget those new My Slippers as well, available in a variety of sizes and colors. 40% off right now using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. As a matter of fact, the discounts range from 30 to 65% using the DJV code. So take advantage of all the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, including the sheets, the pillows, the slippers. Check it out. MyPillow.com, discount code DJV. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Vegan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with Rob LaRue, the new president of the National Farmers Union. The policies of taxation There's another thing that's a bugaboo here. Proposals that have gotten in the way. Well, the reality is that a lot of people who are family farmers have land and no cash. So when the patriarch or the matriarch dies and the land wants to go to the family, if you look over the proposals from the current administration, if you have $1 million worth of land, you're going to have to come up with $420,000 in cash or you're going to lose the land. And that's just not right. How is it that our pleas for making that right have fallen on such deaf ears that people would even propose something like this, Rob?
Yeah, well, it's pretty frustrating, to be sure. The administration, I think, is getting a huge education lesson right now. I think some of the folks who have been in the back room are not necessarily trying to go after farmers, but are trying to find ways to raise money for some of their priorities, maybe even some of the priorities that we're looking for making the food system better. But you can't do that on the back of family farmers. And as you just pointed out, you know, one of the ways that family farmers have been able to kind of survive and weather some of the challenges out here is the fact that it is kind of wrapped into land. And if you want to try to continue multiple generations and so forth, you cannot whether we're talking about, there are multiple proposals out there right now, most of them hugely negative consequences for family farmers. Is there a level that is potentially acceptable because it is so high that we're only talking about just a handful of farms? That's possible, but I think the bigger picture here is that the administration, USDA, Congress all need to really have a much better understanding of what the real consequences are to these kinds of policies, and the fact that, you know, for heirs to a family farm that ends up having to sell in order to meet their tax debt obligations, that does no one any good.
Nope, sure doesn't. You know, that also doesn't do anybody any good. The policies of the environmental protection people, we all want to work in concert, be good stewards of the land. But when some 23-year-old kid comes onto the farm and looks at a puddle in the road and says, that's a waterway, we're going to regulate it, you just scratch your head and think, what planet are these people coming from? And why are they investing so much time and effort when there are so many other problems that the EPA could fix in working with the farmers, not coming in and saying, I'm going to fine you $300 because you got water in your driveway? I mean, what kind of nonsense is that?
Yeah, I think one, if I might look at one positive element here, is the fact that we have a new person at EPA, Michael Regan, who's out of North Carolina. He came out of North Carolina with the full backing of most of the primary ag groups there. When his name was submitted, ag groups all across the country of all stripes fell in support behind him, because he has a history of trying to be pragmatic, doing right by the environment while not destroying local businesses, and not getting caught up in too much red tape. Now, one person can't change the entire system overnight or anything, but certainly I think there is some leadership there that understands that there can be a better way of approaching environmental sustainability here, and it's good for farmers.
Yep, it has to be. Rob, thanks for your time. Good to have you here. Good to get to know you. Rob LaRue from the National Farmers Union. You can check out the organization, their policies and ideas at nfu.org, National Farmers Union. There are a lot of things in there, including their position on the right to repair your tractors. Pretty important stuff to read and understand. Rob, thanks, and good luck. We'll talk again, I hope, on the American Family.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. Don't forget our weekly attempt at getting you closer to the information in sort of an abbreviated form. If you can't hear the whole show, you can hear the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or in fact, wherever you get your podcasts. And we have a couple of recent conversations here that really are quite important. We talked in one recent AFF overview, the misguided focus on the dairy in Canada and how it's affecting American dairy. You need to be on top of that. We talked to the Hill Family Farm Education Center founder, Eunice Hill, pretty interesting group focusing on agritourism. And they're in rural North Carolina, really good story. And they have lots of things going on pretty much around the year. And it's a focus on how you sell your fresh fruits and vegetables. That's, you know, there's that. And we talked also about ticks. Get some guinea hens. They'll eat up all the ticks. That's one item. Actually, many in that one podcast. And then there's another one here, a recent podcast with a focus on American farmers who are native. And we talked certainly about the major meat supplier that was hacked and what impact that has over across the board, actually, on all food being produced. And then we talked to this tribal rancher about beef growing and that sort of thing. It's a good spread, actually. I often opine about my experiences on farms. I've told the story about going to the Amish farm a couple of times and what we found there that was different from what's going on most dairy farms in America. So hear our stories, get the information, help yourself, help the family farms around you. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And now these thoughts on legacy. We're just talking to the gentleman from the National Farmers Union about what happens. The tax increase proposals are outrageous in terms of how they would affect farmers. Perhaps this is the most severe challenge. If this thing gets even close to being passed, it will eliminate tens of thousands, if not millions, of acres of land because they'll have to be sold to pay the death tax. What is there about the government and people and the fixation on taxes? It's like we're going to go get you. We want to get you. Instead of encouraging people to be productive, the tax system that we have is so regressive, it encourages you not to be productive because it takes everything away from the work that you've done and what you've produced. Instead, what we're doing is incentivizing people to do nothing, and we pay for them. Well, sooner or later, and I think we're at that point now, we're way beyond our means in terms of what we had to borrow because of the pandemic and where the money has gone and what the outrageous abuses have been, people getting money that didn't deserve it, didn't earn it, and a lot of people who did didn't get anything because they didn't have the means to either get themselves into the system or understand even how the system works. And the idea of the proposed tax increases is just another thing that you have to be aware of. You can't farm anymore. You got to be aware of how the government's trying to grab everything it can from you, or how big ag is trying to grab everything it can, or put you out of business. And so people say, oh, well, the hell with it. I'm just going to not do it anymore. I'll sell my land and, the kids will get the money and I'll pay some taxes and that's the end of that. But if we want to have a thriving farm economy, a family farm, or your children want to be on the farm, they shouldn't have to make a choice of, well, do we have to pay off the bills and stay, or can we just stay and keep working? The stepped-up basis is really bad, not only for farmers, but business owners in general. So have that in the back of your mind, or maybe in the forefront. If you can somehow or other be communicating, sending email, calling your congressperson's office, sending them letters, whatever it is, and your senator as well, the taxes and the real estate taxes are going crazy too, because the local, state, national government just spends and spends and spends, and there's no end to it. It just keeps going on and on and on. At some point, something's got to give. But right now, last year, the way the government ran things with ag cost 80,000 jobs in the agricultural sector. So it's just wrong. And that's all, what else? I can go on and on and on. It's wrong. Get in touch with the people. You can go to the NFU as far as that's concerned. They're working big time to change the proposed tax increase. So that's perhaps where you go, nfu.org. I'm Doug Steffen here, food for thought, literally and figuratively, on the American Family Farmer. It's our return.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.